Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And let's take a look at things that affect us in a different way, but it does affect us. Joining me now from the Epoch Times is senior investigative reporter Nansu. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Yes, sir. Now, I've been talking about this potential financial crisis that the Chinese Communist Party is looking at, but I don't really know the nature of it. Because I see all of these big cities they built that nobody lives in, and I keep hearing about how they're having a lot of trouble with this and a lot of trouble with that. And it sort of seems like they have different problems. They're having a problem, but it's different from the problems that we would consider to be problems here. Am I right about that?
Well, of course, you don't try to look at things happening in China in the way how you understand our world here in the Western, world is just totally different. One typical example I ask people to think is like in the late 50s, like between 1958 and 1961, the 3 years, say China, more than 40 million people died because of hunger. Now, that's like somewhere around 6% of the total population. That's during the Great Leap Forward period of time. Now, in the Western world, let's just not to say 5 or 6% of people died of hunger. Let's say just 0.5% of people die of hunger. What are you going to see, from the Wall Street? It will be a total collapse.
Right.
But the entire world really didn't really hear much about what's going on in China during the entire time. Right? So it's a totally different system, that you don't try to, look at things happening here. In the way that how we look at things happening in the Western world.
One of the things I keep hearing about is this huge, trying to get away from hunger and everything, but this huge real estate issue that they seem to be having over there. What kind of a real estate issue are they having?
Well, China is totally overbuilt. Their construction industry, real estate industry, is really like somewhere between 30-40% of their GDP. So they keep building because they want this GDP, and then the GDP makes the government look good, and they keep borrowing. They borrow a lot. So. Here's the way it is. I saw an article, I remember it was by Morgan Stanley, I believe. It was an article, it was an assessment about the total debt of China, including the Chinese government, central government, local government, as well as their personal debt, altogether more than $50 trillion. That's U.S. dollars, okay? So comparing with this, their total GDP, their annual GDP is about like 18 trillion. So that, it's a debt. Now, the problem is their economy is really up to the point they cannot use the real estate as their engine anymore. It was just last week, the former Audit Bureau, National Audit Bureau, the former deputy director of that Audit Bureau basically said China had enough housing to house 3 billion people. You know what I mean?
And how many people live in China right now?
Well, China has like more than a billion, you know. Their official figure is like 1.4 billion.
Right.
So now they have 3 billion. That means what? You know, India have 1.4 billion, like a little bit more than China. Basically, they can move entire nation
right.
of Indian to China. They are still, you know, don't lack of house. That's what the situation is.
So, you know, here in the United States, we see a bunch of companies that are moving out of certain cities and just letting the banks keep the building and everything else, defaulting on these loans. Are these this 300 billion, this housing for 300 billion people, how much of...
No, 3 billion.
3 billion, I'm sorry, my bad.
3 billion.
For 3 billion people, I'm presuming that more than half of that is empty. Is this already paid for? Are there outstanding loans for this? Is this what is going to cause the collapse, or is this going to cause a huge financial schism within the CCP?
Well, you know, let's talk about things happening right now. So right now, of course, their real estate industry is in huge trouble. It's at the rock bottom right now. But however, now, you don't see, you know, a financial crisis, a collapse of the market over there. Now, except you see all these private developers. That's coming. You know, you see their loans being defaulted. They have problems. So that Evergrande, basically the CEO of Evergrande was just arrested formally last week.
Right.
And then they filed Chapter 15 at Wall Street, and then because China, the Chinese regime is being, you know, doing investigations of the financial transitions of this company, so they're not able to reorganize their debt, right? So basically, they're going to go down to the toilet, right?
Right.
So that's what's happening over there. So you're going to see all those big real estate, many of them, big private real estate company, probably one by one, go down to the toilet in the same way Evergrande went down to the toilet. But I don't think you're going to see a real a financial crisis from the collapse of the banks, because all the big banks owned by the government.
Right.
Okay. The government will basically bring the money, and also you're not going to see many of those state-owned real estate developers go bankrupt.
When one of those guys, and we're coming up on the first break, so let me ask this question, and then we'll hold up so you can answer this, but. So in the event of these bankers going bad, would this be something that Xi Jinping would penalize them for? And because there's a longer thing to this question because of the way certain people try to characterize Xi Jinping from the outside. And, you know, I want a little corroboration on that, if I may. But before we do that, we're gonna take a moment here. Mr. Nansu, he is a senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times with an eye and focus on Chinese politics and government deception. Highly knowledgeable on a variety of subjects, including the coronavirus and all things happening overseas. His reports have been at the Epoch Times for some time now and gained a following based on his expertise in the way he comes at it. And I believe it's Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, Times.com. Speaking of Mr. Nansu, if you'll hang on for me for just a second, sir, we will let you answer that question. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm not going to do that.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking to Nansu. He's a senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, and I was just asking you if there's any sort of penalty for these businesses, because the way they characterize Xi Jinping, and I guess this is from the outside looking in, is this guy who got, you know, his family was betrayed by communism, and then he was forced to live in squalor and all this other stuff, and he's clawed his way to being the top of the Chinese Communist Party, and his big thing is trying to bring, try to drag all of the people out of poverty, and all of these setbacks, I would kind of think, sort of go against that. Is this a correct analysis of his of what he does?
Well, he is a communist, right? Basically, he's being really emphasized to Chinese communist regime to keep the faith of communism. Now, economy is just the one way for him to keep the ruling power of Chinese Communist Party. So you're not going to see him, you know, to let the economy just really go straight collapse. Even though it's truly collapsed in the way how we look in the economy in the Western world. So they're going to make surfacely, they're going to look everything look good. So they're going to keep the government going. Now, the strategy right now, as far as I'm seeing, the strategy he's doing is he's going to let all these private companies, their private real estate developers go bankrupt one by one. So now all the private investors, foreign or the Chinese private investors, they're going to lose money. They're going to lose money big time. Now, and then they're going to go have all these bankrupt private companies go through the legal process. You know, now keep in mind the courts in China are under the control of the Chinese Communist Party. They can let this legal process, you know, last as long as they want. You know, once all these companies are in the legal process, guess what? You know, they're not going to sell nothing. You know, all their the house that they're building half finished will be there like forever and waiting for the process. The ones already finished also cannot be sold, right? Because you have to wait for all these debts, all these, you know, court process, the legal process. So that would tremendously reduce the competition to the state-owned real estate developers. So those companies, the state-owned companies, will basically move forward, you know, sell whatever they already built, finish whatever they already done. And then after that, you know, guess what? The longer this process drags, the lower the price. You know, all these apartment buildings, all these apartment units are going to be. So at the end, the Chinese Communist Party, I think that what they're doing, they're going to print a bunch of money. They're going to really buying all this unit. Built by all these bankrupt private developers with a real, real low price, and then they will nationalize those things to become the national the property owned by government. So that's the way they're going to deal all this. So you're not going to see big bank collapse. I don't think they will allow the big bank collapse because if China's the government owned bank collapse, that means what? That will really lead the huge threat to the ruling power of Chinese Communist Party.
Well, I see all the stuff about him and everything. Now, as far as the other things that go on with China that I'm very curious about, and it has nothing to do with the economic part of it, is my understanding is that within the Chinese military, a lot of the oligarchs like to buy rank and assume command roles within the Chinese military. Is that true?
I'm not really quite understand what you're asking for, the question itself.
So do some Chinese billionaires get out there and buy themselves like a general rank so they can be a general in the army?
No, that's the old. You're talking about things happening probably before Xi Jinping got the power. You know, she has been really trying to go through a lot of process. It's called anti-corruption process.
Right.
Now, the corruption is also something that threatens the ruling power of the Chinese Communist Party. Xi Jinping, when he got to when he inherited the top post, the power, most powerful position of the regime, he immediately started this anti-corruption process. So, yeah, you're talking about probably things happening prior to 2012.
Okay.
Right now, you know, Xi has been really have a really tight power grip of that system. So, he really emphasized he wants the military to be fully ready to annex Taiwan by the year of 2027.
My goodness. See, that was what that was the reason I was asking that, because of their Taiwanese goals that I believe they have, and so that he actually has a deadline building on that, huh?
Well, that's one of his, that's one of the things that he stands for. He wants to unify Taiwan, and he has emphasized that part again and again. So that's why you see all this provocative behavior around Taiwan in the recent, couple years. It's really escalating. All the tensions really escalating at Taiwan Strait, around Taiwan. In June of last year, Beijing's leader, basically Xi Jinping, Chairman Xi, claimed the full sovereignty of Taiwan Strait, and they talk about if U.S. naval ships want to sail through Taiwan Strait, they need permission from Beijing. So that's what they're talking about.
I'm glad I found you, because I've been looking for some insight into China. China, I don't know how much I worry about China. I worry more about stuff that's going on in here, because we seem to have a bunch of problems here. But China is definitely up there on one of the things that I think we need to be paying attention to. Before I run out of time, thank you very much for joining me.
Bill, thank you for having me today.
Yes, sir. Nan Su, he's a senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times. You can find his stuff at epictimes.com. He has a fascinating look at things, all things coronavirus, focus on government deception, China, inside China, what's going on inside China. China is trying to position themselves as an enemy to us, an adversary. And it's good to know what they have going on, how they have it going on, and what their outlook is. Hopefully I can get you back, sir. And like I said, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is applauding the latest jobs report.
You heard me say it before, I'm going to keep saying it. My dad had an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it.
In September, the U.S. economy gained 336,000 jobs, which exceeded economists' expectations. Former President Trump's legal team is seeking a halt in his business fraud trial through a plea to a New York State appeals court. The move follows a series of rulings by the Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial. These decisions pave the way for the liquidation of the Trump business empire. And Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bears linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, passed away at the age of 80. Family members say he peacefully died in his sleep on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and joining us now is Kay Rubicek. She is on the TV side at Epic Times. I finally got a hold of some Epic Times people, and she's quite the get, as we would say in the radio business. How are you doing today, young lady?
I am very well. Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about J.B. Pritzker. You recently wrote an article about him, and he's supposedly calling out President Biden on his lack of action. Do you think that's a legitimate point, given that they're supposedly a sanctuary city and sanctuary state, and sanctuary city of Chicago, sanctuary state of Illinois?
Yes, and I'm really glad that it finally happened, because it's taken far too long, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people's opinion around this, around the country, because, so, the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, he's finally, he's frustrated, but so is Mayor Adams from New York City, and even, the Mayor Muriel Bowser from District of Columbia in Washington. There's so many of these sanctuary cities who said, we will take migrants, whether they're legal or illegal, bring them in. Mm-hmm. And so they did, and they're swamped, and it's an extreme emergency now.
Well, as far as the swamped part, you look at New York and they claim 114,000. And in a city of 8 million, you would look at that and say, wow, that's... when you've got a city that does a lot of deficit spending like New York City probably does, especially now that they're empty for the most part, I would imagine that, this is their own little Cloward and Piven come back to haunt them, isn't it?
I think so. I live in New York State, actually. I'm just a few hours north of New York City. And it seems like a drop in the ocean when you think about New York being one of the biggest cities in this whole country. But the amount of money that's going into paying for these illegal immigrants, it's coming out of our pockets. And they're not just saying, come on in, and then leaving them nowhere. They're paying for hotels. They're paying for food. They're paying for a lot of things. It's totaling up to $9.8 million a day. So that's a whole lot of extra money that's coming out of our pockets to pay $9.8 million a day for illegal immigrants. It's like saying, You open your back door, you open your windows, you leave a front of the sign, you know, a sign at the end of your driveway that says, come on in, use our refrigerator, use our beds, we'll house you and we'll feed you. And then what happens when food runs out? Someone's got to keep paying. So that's the situation in New York City and so many other cities are in now.
Well, it's, and what are they going to do about it? I mean, I know that Eric Adams is right now going through Central America. I saw, who was it I saw? I saw, was it, did Hochul go down there and get out there and say, you guys need to find somewhere else to go. Don't come to New York State.
Yeah, I mean, she's got out there. Everyone's got out there. You know, they go back and forth. So, I mean, this is politics, isn't it? At one point, Mayor Adams was opening his arms. Then he was saying, oh, no, this is a problem. Then he was saying, well, look at how good we are pulling together and helping these. He's calling them the migrants when a lot of them are coming in illegally. They're not legal migrants. And now he's saying we have an emergency. So, you know, if it doesn't fit for their politics and their constituents, then they're going to change. They're going to change their tune. And I think that's what we're seeing now, because the people of New York City and the people of other cities that have been swamped with these illegal immigrants are feeling it. Like, you can see it, you can smell it on the streets of New York City. There are people there just sleeping on the streets. It's much worse than the homeless problem now, so it's just made the homeless problem even worse. So finally, I think enough people are up in arms about it that these mayors of sanctuary cities have to change their tune, and they're complaining loud. And now that they're finally complaining, something's actually happening. Like, I read this morning that President Biden and Mayorkas, who you know, our border chief, they've actually decided to continue building the wall again that they complained so much about former President Trump building. But now they're actually going to continue it again. So it really goes to show that when the American people make their voices heard, the representatives have to listen. And of course, there's politics involved, and, you know, they want votes and things like that. We've got an election coming up. There's a whole lot of things we got to think about. But the fact that they are now saying they're going to continue the wall after they complained about it so much and said it's not useful, that shows a big shift. Now, they haven't done it yet. They've only said they're going to do it, and that's breaking news now. But hopefully they will go through with it, because I've been to the border, and a wall is a deterrent. It does prevent people from coming in. So we would see a much, much, much smaller numbers if we have a wall and an actual border along the southern border.
So, but here's the question. What do we got? We got 6 million have come in? Is that the number? I know it's over 5.
Yeah, I've heard 7 million, but that's not including the gotaways. The gotaways, 1.7 that we're absolutely sure of, but that's a very, very small number. It's much, much, much higher. They don't count them, anywhere near as thoroughly as they should. So it could be closer to 10 million. I wouldn't be surprised if we were getting close to that number, but that's still a guesstimate.
Well, I mean, what are we going to do with them? We can close the door. That's
exactly.
Great. Are we going to go round those guys up? I mean, in New York, if you know there's 114,000 people in New York City, why couldn't you round them up?
Well, you can. That's the thing, is that they've opened the floodgates and the water's in. What are you going to do? How do you get, you know, you got to get the bucket and start scooping out. And then
yeah.
Where do you put these people? So there's really a big problem. And I think that's why it's part of politics, just sort of saying, oh, look, we're going to continue building a wall just to get people to be quiet about it and try and get some votes back for the next election. But it doesn't solve the problem of paying $9.8 million a day just in New York City for these people.
Well, I mean, they're turning people out of hotels to house these guys, aren't they?
Yes, and even, like, an example in New York State, they were busing people from illegal immigrants up to even some of the poorest counties. One county receives a busload of like 80 illegal immigrants, and that county doesn't have the resources at all. Even to take care of their own homeless. And the fact that New York City would do that and then try to put these people up in hotels and kick out residents there, the locals did complain and did push back. So that actually stopped it from happening in the end. But it's so disrespectful at just a basic level. I think if you just think about it as human beings, it's so disrespectful that you just open if you don't respect the border of a nation, it's disrespecting the border of our own homes. And to just be shipping people all over the country and saying, well, here, you're going to take these 80 people in this tiny poor village and say, you deal with it. It's really just passing on the buck and not taking responsibility. And we want our leaders to take responsibility. We want them to be responsible people that we can, hopefully be inspired by and even look up to. But right now, the way they're acting is so childish and irresponsible that it's really disappointing, and we have to do something about it.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. We're about to come up on the first break talking about immigration and the issues. And, I mean, you know, when you got a governor like J.B. Pritzker, who's not exactly Captain Conservative out there calling out the resident on the border, then you know something is going badly wrong. Kay Rubicek is an award-winning producer, director, and writer. Editor of nonfiction programming for film, television, and educational gaming. She's produced hundreds of hours of works, many of which received national and international acclaim and retail success. And now she collaborates with the Epic Times, which is sort of cool because now we know where to go find her stuff. And I guess she's writing now as well, so that's always good. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. We're talking to Kay Rubicek from Epic Times, and you did a documentary called Gotaways.
I did, yes. I was a producer and editor, and the director was Charlotte Custerson, who's been living on the border for 2 years, which I haven't seen from any other media anyone spend that amount of time and really be able to tell the story.
Now, Gotaways, this was a documentary. This wasn't a fictional work, right? This wasn't like,
right.
I can't remember the name of the,
Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom. You knew exactly what I was talking about. with Gotaways, what would people learn watching this film?
Well, you're gonna go to the border, and you know, a lot of people don't want to learn when they watch a movie, right? You just want to experience something, and that's the great, that's the magic and the power of film. But that's also, it's very persuasive, when, you know, through Hollywood, when they use it for different purposes.
Right.
But with Gotaways, what you're going to learn is you're just going to experience what it's like to be on the border. That's the biggest thing that, we wanted to bring to people, is because I was reporting on the border, like, from afar, and I thought I knew what was going on. But when I went there and saw it and saw the cartel members right in front of my eyes, just feet away, the human smuggling, the Americans involving, it was absolutely mind-blowing. And I wanted to be able to help bring that to the American people, because if you don't go to the border, you do not experience what it's like. But in this documentary, you can spend 1 hour and you will feel what it's like to be there, what it's like to live there, because we take you into the small towns. We focus on Kinney County, which shares 16 miles of border with Mexico. And, but we go a bit further, you know, we go further than that too, but focusing on one area, you really get a taste of what, our front line, looks like. And sure, you're going to learn some facts and a whole lot of other things there, but I think you'll have some amazing, you're going to get the experience of being on the border and you don't have to leave your own home.
I imagine that's a very dangerous place to be.
You know, when we had a it is. You have to know what you're doing, and we had guides helping us. For a lot of the time, like when I was there, because I don't live there, I made sure that our crew had really well protected guides. I mean, they were armed. We had to make sure we were right there with cartel members. But then at the same time, we also have Border Patrol just a few feet away, and we have National Guard there. So I felt safe, with those people there. But it's just such an irony that you've got cartel members just a few feet in front of you smuggling, humans right in front of you. And then just a few feet behind you is Border Patrol, taking them in. and processing them, setting up a temporary processing station and just administering all the paperwork. And you're thinking, I'm watching a crime here right now, yet our authorities have to process these people, and National Guard can do nothing. All they can do is just stand there and help people not fall on the rocks as they're coming through the riverbanks. So it was really shocking. There were other more dangerous situations when we didn't have National Guard and Border Patrol right there. So you do have to be careful, and that's also why, you know, you can watch this movie from the comfort of your own home and feel safe, but also have the experience of being there.
So, now, I've heard stories of the cartel shooting across the border and everything. These guys, these cartel members, I take it they were disarmed?
We couldn't see if they were armed or not. They weren't being questioned. They weren't being interrogated or anything. They were, these particular members, and, you know, I call them cartel members because they have to be working with the cartels to be moving people across the border in open spaces. But, you know, I don't know exactly. They're working with the cartels, whether they're members or not, I don't know. It's likely that they were carrying guns, but they weren't any visible weapons. And when they got tired bringing over dozens and dozens of illegal immigrants, they just swapped out, and another cartel member got in and took over his place and rode the raft across. I saw more than 200 people come across one tiny bend in the river over about 4 or 5 hours in the middle of the night. It was that was one incident. But the car chases, in the movie we take you on a lot of very dangerous high-speed car chases that are taking place with a lot of Americans, there's cartel members too, but they are hiring Americans who think they can make a few quick bucks, you know, $1,000 per head, bringing illegal immigrants from who have made it over the border, but bringing them into the country further in. And so these Americans are getting U-Haul trucks, they're renting cars, they're stealing cars, and they're picking up illegal immigrants. And they're being told that these people just, they think that they're migrants who don't know how to come through the front door and fill in a form. But really, a lot of these are the gotaways. These are the ones that would never make it through to New York City or something because they have a dangerous criminal record in many cases. Like, you see in the movie, there's people who have, who are convicted for murder already, for rape, for child abuse, and they are coming through evading Border Patrol. And they are the gotaways. They're not the give-ups that we see in the media that make it through to these cities. These people are making it through, but we have a lot of our small-town sheriffs and deputy sheriffs that are 24/7 catching these people and trying to get them back over the border.
So if you recognize them as being cartel members, the Border Patrol guys don't?
Oh, absolutely they do.
But they just look the other way?
They're not allowed to confront. They're also afraid of confronting because where there's one cartel member he's operating, and that's only one bend in the river. There's many of these points. So it's happening all the time. And the cartel will there's going to be payback if someone does something. So the border authorities, the Border Patrol aren't really able to operate on their own. They have to follow the administration's direction. And the administration's not calling the cartels a transnational criminal organization, which is probably the best description of them. They're saying, no, Border Patrol is focused on keeping terrorists out. And they're not worried about, well, they haven't been worried about human smuggling of women and children and people that look kind of helpless and benign and not dangerous. But it's the cartel members who are being paid to smuggle these people into America, and our border authorities have to just close their eyes. I don't know how they do it, because they know it's wrong. They know it's illegal, but their hands are tied, and that's really sad.
Did you hear any gunfire where you were at?
We heard some gunfire on the other side, on Mexico, one of the times I was there. I've seen footage of gunfire. I've seen footage from inside cars, on both sides where there's a lot of guns. being used, people from the smugglers. In Kinney County alone, they're processing guns every week. They are capturing guns in vehicles for people who are coming over the border. And there's so much, you know, while Border Patrol is processing, they're just distracted, processing these give-ups, the people who give themselves up. The gotaways are just behind us, and I saw them in the distance when Border Patrol were really close by. It's the gotaways that are bringing over drugs and weapons and trafficking people, like in the Sound of Freedom movie, trafficking children and things like that. I mean, the trafficking children is still happening with the give-ups as well, because some of these people, they're not bringing in their own children, they're bringing in other people's children. So there's a lot of slavery involved, there's a lot of trafficking involved. It's not immigration. Right. To call it a migrant crisis is wrong. It is a criminal problem. We have a legal problem at the border. And it's not a migration problem, because a lot of this is to do with trafficking, smuggling, and just outright crime being run by the cartels and other.
We've got about 40 seconds left. Where could we find the gotaways?
Go to gotawaysfilm.com. If you're a subscriber to Epoch TV, you've got instant access, 1 hour, action-packed, take you to the border. If you're not a subscriber, get a trial for a couple of dollars, and you'll have access to the movie and all the other great content.
I might have to go look at that. Kay Rubicek, she is she's an award-winning producer, director, and editor of nonfiction programming for film, television, and educational gaming. She's produced hundreds of hours of work, many of which have received national and international acclaims. She right now has a new TV documentary with Epic Times on Epic TV called Gotaways. And I'm going to find a way to go give that a look. I'd like to see that. Purely from a technical standpoint, you understand, Kay. Subject matter notwithstanding. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.